My next guest has spent last night and this morning searching for his missing son here in Belfast. He joins us now in the studio, and in fact, it's the well-known author, Colin Bateman. You're very welcome to the programme, yeah, Colin.
Thanks for coming in.
A worrying time for you. We're talking about Matthew, your son, who's 18 years old. Now, what's the story here?
Well, Matthew's been having some issues over the last 6 months or so, and has spent the last 6 weeks in the Simon community in Belfast, and he was asked to leave there last Friday, and he hasn't been seen since, basically. And he's got no money, and he's got no phone or clothes or anything like that, so we're just really concerned as to where he may be. We believe he may be living rough, but we just don't know.
Very worrying indeed, and no sign or no...
Well, you know, we sort of went public with it yesterday and put it on social media, yeah. and there's been tremendous response, you know, from people on Facebook, and it's been shared, you know, thousands of times, and so people are keeping an eye out, and a few people have contacted us and said they may have seen him, and these are things we're following up, you know, and trying to track him down.
Would he tend to keep in contact with you on a fairly regular basis?
Well, you know, since he's been in the Simon community, not so much. You know, he has a few issues. You know, he's a perfectly pleasant, very approachable young man, but he's been having a few, you know, behavioural problems. So
he doesn't want to live at home, for instance.
Well, he's more than welcome to come home. You know, it's just a question of finding out where he is.
Yeah, quite. Well, maybe, I mean, since you're on the air and a lot of people are listening to this, Colin, give us a bit of a description and people might be able to help.
Well, Matthew, his photograph is on various websites and certainly on my Facebook. He's just over 6 foot tall. He's very tall. You know, he's very tall. He's very thin. He's got very blue eyes. He's got a bit of a growth of a beard, you know, but like a young man's not a full beard.
Yeah.
He's been wearing it like either a blue or a grey hoodie, which, you know, he's been keeping the hood of it up all the time. But he's, you know, I think he's very approachable, but he does need to be, you know, needs to be found.
So he left the Simon community place. Where was that then?
He was in the Malone foyer, which is just the bottom of Malone Road.
Yeah.
And the Simon community were, you know, have been very good to him and gave him somewhere to put his head down.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a kind of, I suppose there's a larger issue that, you know, the fact is, because he's 18, you can't force help upon him and you can't make him do things. And the Simon community have certain rules that people have to adhere to, or they have to leave, and Matthew didn't. But that's, you know, in a way, that's what they're there for—to deal with people who don't
quite,
who haven't.
It's a very tricky situation.
It is
altogether,
and people, you know, experts, you know, medical experts, you know, they all take a step back and say he's 18, and basically, he's got to either try to kill himself or try to kill somebody else before we can step in.
Gosh,
and for parents out there who have, you know, teenagers who have got issues, or who, you know, it's a very difficult age, particularly for young men.
Quite. I mean, have you suggested any form of counselling or anything like that?
Yeah? Well, the thing is, as all parents will know, that have these problems, that the boy or the man has to agree to it because he's 18. If he was 16... it wouldn't be a problem, but because he's 18, he's considered an adult in the eyes of the law, so no one can step in unless he voluntarily asks for help.
Has he done this sort of thing before? Has he disappeared before?
No, he hasn't.
So this is, you clearly are very anxious. Are you worried that something untoward has happened to him? I mean, what's your feeling?
Well, it's because he's got no clothes, he's got no money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, various people have suggested they may have seen him asking for help, or, you know, in one case, somebody phoned in and said someone fitting that description stopped and just asked for a drink of water. So, I mean, if he's reduced to that level where he's got nothing at all, you know, obviously that's a big concern.
Have you driven round and looked in that way?
Yes, you know, I've been tramping around the streets. I was out last night, around Belfast city centre, you know, looking for down and outs, basically, and in some ways good to report that we couldn't find any at all.
No. Anybody he knows that you know that might be able to help?
No, we've tried all those avenues. He's just dropped completely off the radar.
Gosh. Well, I'm very sympathetic to the situation you find yourself in. I'm sure he's probably all right, but I mean, you'd like to find out where he is.
We'd just like to know, you know. And like I say, he is very approachable. You know, he's not a Rave England tick or anything. He's just a young man who needs some help.
Yeah.
So if you see him, just ask him if he's Matthew.
OK, well, we've got a number here, 08459 555 678, which our listeners will be well aware of. Well, the call's gone out from Colin there for his son, Matthew. If you see anybody fitting his description, around about 6 foot, slim, slight beard, and in the Belfast area, probably.
You think he's in the Belfast area?
Yeah. Please let us know and we'll pass on anything we get to you, Colin, obviously enough. And I hope there's a happy ending very shortly to this. But keep us posted, won't you?
OK, thank you very much.
Colin Bateman there, who's come into the studio to talk about his son. Thanks very much indeed, Colin.
Thank you.